Yeah, I think I just want to mention that with the cloth and the Dursistus, which is which? So the Rambam has it like we do, that the cloth is the outside, and the Tzaraseya, and the Dursistus is the inside. But then there's this funny tshuva where the Rambam says he made a mistake, and he changes everything around, and it's exactly the opposite. And there are Rishonim that hold that way, but our Shulchan Aruch doesn't go that way. Okay. So I just want to mention that Kafach has a good point, because he says that a lot of those tshuvas are not authentic. A lot of the Rambam's tshuvas. And I believe he's right. Because you find a lot of strange things there. Like, for instance, you find there was somebody else who was also called the Rambam, and he found out that his tefillin were like the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. And then as soon as he found out, it says, Hishlich tefillin. So Kafach points out, what kind of a statement is that? A wild statement. All he had to do was reorganize them. But, and also, in the end of the Rambam is a strange conclusion, because he says that there are three Kedushas. The highest is Kedusha Sefer Torah, and that's the strongest, Gil. And the next, the Kedusha Tefillin, which is a little weaker, cloth. And the next is Mezuzah, which is the weakest, which is the Chassidus. So he is very well. Kafach. He says, what kind of reasoning is that? What is this practicality? And besides, he's not quoting the halacha right, because he's saying tefillin is Sefer Torah, which is Kodesh Mikulam, is Gvil. But in the Yad, he says openly that it could be cloth. So, I mean, you should keep it in mind in general. And I don't know how much we can rely on the text of those Jews. I think I heard that Reb Chaim wasn't too happy with a lot of them also. So I don't know about it. So I'm just mentioning that you should be open to the possibility that there are mistakes there, or that in the Ziyafas. Another thing is, he says that he wouldn't have written to the Chachmei Lanil in Arabic. He would have written to them in Hebrew. So I don't know. Maybe it could be wrote to them in Hebrew, and somebody else translated it. It may have really wrecked the whole, took a lot of license and wrecked the whole thing. Okay. So it's just something, a fact I think you should keep in mind. Okay. So now let's start the shiur. So the first question in the shiur was from Perek Aleph, Hilchos Tefillin, Halacha Yud Beis. Yeah, so somebody want to read Halacha Mosh Mishinai?
Halacha Mosh Mishinai, She'in Kos and Sefer Torah, V'lo Mezuzah, Ela Besirta. So you have to write a Sefer Torah and Mezuzah, you have to have overlines. I will fill in Answer and Sirta, if you Shem Chupim.
Okay, so the Rambam says that tefillin doesn't require sirtut because they're mechufim. So I just want to understand, that's an open question. What exactly does that mean, a mechufim? Because they're mechufim, they don't need sirtut. What exactly does it, why? Because there's no kriya, or what? I mean, well, it's vague. Now, okay. The next halacha we cited was Paragimel Halacha He.
Okay. Kitzat Sidra Parshios Ketzon Sharosh. Machnis Parsha Achrona Shehi Vayim Shemoa V'vayim Shehu Ayim Min HaMiniyah U'shma Smukhola V'ayaki Yaviyacha V'vayim Shlish Smukho L'shma V'kadosh Li V'vayim Shrevi Shehu Smukho HaMiniyah Tfilah.
So, in other words, it's like Rashi. Right. It's like Rashi. Right to left, Kadesh, V'hoyaki V'yacho, Shema, and V'hoyam Shema, Kiseida Aksud Matara. Okay. So, but the Rambam explains.
Kadesh Yor Koresh, upon a Kenegat Ne'amaniya, so the Koresh is facing the person who's wearing the tefillin.
Okay, so that's where we run into trouble. Where the Rambam tries to give a reason for it. He says, "Kedei sheyeha korei sheponof keneged hameniach." The korei who's facing the meniach, because if you're going to have the tefillin spread out over the meniach's forehead, or head, I should say, a little higher up than the forehead. So the guy who's facing him would be the Korah. The Korah would have to face him. Okay, so the Ravid takes strong objection here. And what does he say?
Amar Avram, Rabbeinu Haizal, Kein Omer Kein, El Havayos Be'emza.
So he says Rabbeinu Hai has V'hoya ki aviyachon, v'hoya v'imshemo in the middle. So he has the first from right to left is the same. Kadesh and v'hoya ki aviyachon. But then when it comes to the last two, he switches it. And he has first v'hoya v'imshemo and then Shema. Okay.
The other
one? Oh, the other way he has it?
Kadesh mimen
o'iniyach. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, the opposite one. That Kadesh as mi amen ameniach, v'hoya ki aviyacho is the next one, v'hoyam shemo is next, and shema is next. Yeah, the opposite of Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, go ahead. But whatever, go ahead.
Kajim mi ameniach, v'hoya ki aviyacho samachla, shema mi smo, v'hoyam shemo samachla, v'emza, v'hu behepech, v'likori shekinegdo. So it's the opposite for the Kori who's facing him. That Kori Kisidron, Al Shema Lahim Shema Nehmar.
Okay. So he says that it does say Kori, which would seem to support the Rambam. So what does he do with that? He doesn't like that because he holds there's no Kori. As a matter of fact, go on further. What does he say?
Al Shema Lahim Shema Nehmar. Shehu Kisidr, Al Kori Bitora, Niyamin Lesmo.
Okay, skip that part where he has to cash me. But he, okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Mechaber hazeh shama asama brisa shmiya b'gemara miyamin hakorei. Brisa sheviyu b'kusha. Amru v'hatani ipcha samo sol yamin hameniyah. V'hutema shegemara hinicha seder hameniyah sh'osa mitzvah upirsha seder korei she'in lan itzach b'grasa.
Yeah, he said, that's right. He says, in other words, this is the essential part of his question, that the Gemara really makes the order go by the Meniach, and the Meniach is the Osa HaMitzvah, and that's really what it should be based on, the Tzom. It should be based on the one that does the Mitzvah. And the Korei, he says, Malonu Ulukriyaso. What kind of Kriya is it? What kind of Kriya Sotara is it by Tzom? What is he talking about a Kore here? Okay. I, the Gemara, uses Lashon HaKore. So he says the Gemara doesn't mean a Kore. The Gemara means right to left. Because you read right to left. So it's just an expression. But it's not meant to mean that there's really a Kore here. There's no Seder HaKore. The Kore means right to left. So, according to the Gemara, you start off with Kadesh, V'hoya ki aviyacha, and V'hoyam Shema, and Shema is Kiseder HaKori, means then you go back right to left. That's all it means. It doesn't mean that there's a kari, like the Rambam's implying. Because malonu ulukriyasa. Okay. That's the Raiva's essential point. Okay. And what else do we have here? Just give me a second. Okay. And then we also took Halacha Zayin. Yeah, what does it say in Halacha Zayin?
So you roll up the parshios from the end to the beginning.
Okay, so there again, Rambam is strange. Because he says, Kishu Golela Parshios, in Halacha Zayin Perek Gimel, Bein Shel Rosh Ben Shel Yad, Golosa Misofon Litzchilosa. Ad Shetimotzei, Kishetiposach HaParsha, Tikra Kol Shita Mitzchilosofa. So every line will read from right to left, from the beginning to the end. So the question is, but he says it's Mechufen. So Mechufen would seem to mean that it's not made to be read. So the Rambam is difficult from two standpoints. First of all, he says that there's a Kare, and then he says you don't need Sirtut because it's Mechufen, which would seem to mean that there's no Kare, nobody reads it. And then in the way he rolls it up as if there is a reader. Because he says, Achati Motze, Kisheti Pasach HaParsha, Tikore Kol Shita Mitzchilasa L'Sova. So it'll read itself from the beginning to the end. But what kind of reading is going on here? If it's Mechufen, that's why you don't need Sirtut. Okay. So the Rambam is, in short, problematic. Okay? That's our first question. So now we're moving to Sota, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. All right? And it's in the Tosfos of Kasoy Geres Pesukim. So the Gemara is talking about the Parsha Sota, below Sirtut. Basefer Machmana v'Halacha Mashus. So it's from, okay, now what I'm trying to, what I want to just pull out the points that I want to explain, because it's a long, complicated thesis. But just a second. Okay, so we quote, with Tesis quotes, it's about halfway down the Tesis. With Tesis quotes, Menachos Lamed Beis on the Beis. V'hod Amrina Bakom Eitz Rabba V'Megillah Hilchasa Mezuzah Tzricha Sirtut Aval Lo Tillin. So what does it mean, Lo Tillin? Nira, Taisha says, Dahachi Hilchasa. Dahachi Hilchasa Gemiri law. The Ain Lo Lasarte Tillin. That you're not allowed to be Masarte Tillin. The Elo Taimahachi, because if you're not going to say the way, but you're going to say you're allowed to be Masarte Tillin, Eloha, the Pasakava Lo Tillin, the Lo Mitsuli, he cuts from below Seer to it. Miut Sarah Husate Mishun Dasa Lakhtov Losirtut, Kain, Hod Maksha Osam, Hod Tfun Shabolu, Ain Osan Osam Mezuzah. The Gemara asks the question, Tfun Shabolu, you can't make out of the Tfun of Mezuzah. Why? Shame or read no son of Dusha Hamur, Dusha Kala. Time or Dame or Reading. Ava Mishum Sirtut, Lo. Umishani Tanoi. So they want us to come on to another answer tonight. But if you're going to say, I have a matzi l'sarte l'hu, if sirta wouldn't be a posel, but it would just be, it's not tzarech l'sarte. So the Gemara could have said very simply, why can't you use tefillin the Gemara could have said that the reason you don't use tefillin. Well, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says the reason you don't use is because of sirta. Because of the problem of sirta. So why is it a problem of sirta if tefillin you're allowed to do the sartet? So therefore, Taisa says, you see from the Gemara that the Gemara says the reason that you don't go, the Gemara asks a question, so to speak. But in the question, the assumption is that you can't go from tefillin to mezuzah because of the problem of sirta. So Tosfos asks, if you're allowed to be mesante, so why did the Gemara say it's speaking with the tefillin on the sirtotin? So because of the problem of sirta, it'll be fine. And that's why the Tana has to come onto the problem of Moridin. And the Gemara would never have a kasha of why does the Tana have to come onto Moridin? Why not use sirta? Okay? But since the Gemara does have that question, so the Gemara apparently holds that sirta suffices to solve the problem why you can't go from tefillin to mezuzah. But if you're going to say that what? That tefillin is, you can be mesante. So why didn't the Gemara answer? The reason why the Tana had to go and come on to Moridin and not sirta is because it's speaking in a case where the tefillin were mesurtotim. So Tesis concludes from there that you see, Elishmaminei, Taisa says, Dochi Gemiril, to a Motzi Mesarte. He's not able to be Mesarte. Because if he's Mesarte, it's possible. So this Shitas HaTaisus holds that Sirtut sometimes is a posel. Sometimes it's necessary, and it's a Ma'akev. Like by mezuzah, sometimes it's a posel, like by tefillin. Okay.
Why are you learning that as a posel? Because you just say that Tosfos is learning that like you shouldn't be mesarte, and therefore the price is not going to take a funny case if you did something you weren't supposed to and you were mesarte. Why are you saying Tosfos is learning that it's posel and certain?
Well, if you're not allowed to be mesarte, it'll be possible. That's what it says. He can't possibly be mesarte. What does that mean? It means that if you are mesarte, it's possible. Okay.
Not just like it's inappropriate.
But when you say that you're not supposed to be mesarte, the plain implication is that sirta is a posel. Because otherwise the Gemara could have answered, it's true that you're not supposed to be mesarte, but maybe he wasn't mesarte.
And it's because there should be a funny case for the Gemara for the price of the thing.
Right. So since the Brisa can't find any case, so it means it's posel. Moreover, that makes sense. If the halacha l'moshe Misina is that you shouldn't be Mesarte Tfilin. So that would mean that if you're Mesarte, it's going to be possible.
And all the tables are together by you.
What's that?
There are cases we did that you don't lose the shame to Tfilin once you've got the first lose because it's filled with both. It's filled with both. They're no longer Tfilin. If you're making it through Mesarte, they don't work. You make it into Mesarte. So the shame to Tfilin is gone. What do you care about circuit anymore?
I see.
You have still a little vote.
Okay, so here we do. have a kasha so much as in Yiddish they say a fraga. It's like we'd like to understand why it is that sometimes sirtut is indispensable and sometimes sirtut is a posel. Why should it be a posel? That was our inquiry. That was our question. Okay. So that's the beginning of the second area, the second question. Okay, so let's, Rabbeinu Tam, I might as well mention Rabbeinu Tam right now that we're here. Rabbeinu Tam says that that Rabbeinu Tam says like this. Rabbeinu Tam in short holds like this, that there's three types of sirtut. There's sirtut on the gilyon, the outside, lines on the outside, and then he holds that there's sirtut between the lines, okay, and then he holds, and sirtut between the lines is zekel gavel. So he holds by Sefer Torah and Divrei Torah in general, you need the box. Between the lines, you need only by where? By Sefer Torah, because they're keeling man veil. But by Tefillin, you don't need it. Because since Tefillin are mechufin, so there's no keeling man veil. So that's why he says that it's not that the sirtut in Tefillin is a posel. Apparently he didn't like that idea himself, that the sirtut should be a posel. But it's something that's unnecessary in Tefillin. And since it's unnecessary, so if you putter up something and you do it, you consider it a fool. So that's why they didn't have any tefillin like that. They weren't found, they weren't to be found. So he answers the question on the Gemara just as well as before, but he doesn't have to make recourse to the idea that sirtut is actually a posel in tefillin. Doesn't like that. So he says, it's not a posel, just you don't have to do it. And if you don't have to do it, so then because of Zekeli Ganveu, you don't have to do it. So if you did it, it's called apotamina dovvasel, it's nikra hedges. So that's why they're not to be found. So that's why Gemara says that you can't go from tefillin in the Havmini, you can't go from tefillin to mezuzah because of the problem of sirtut, before the Gemara answers that question. Why? Because you can't find tefillin there in the sirtut, because nobody would be a fool. But at the same time, I want to mention, while we're here, that Tosfos in Gittin, Rabbeinu Tam in Gittin, has it a little different. Over there, Rabbeinu Tam says, same thing. Mashma de ein regilim l'sartet klal. Lo sefer Torah v'lo tefillin. A little different. Ayin mishum de nikra hedyo. Umihu em ein ha-sofer yochol lichtov yofeh b'lo sirtut. Sorach l'sartet al kol shita v'shita mishum zekeli v'yan veil. So this is strange. That ordinarily says it's nikra hedyo, but if the sofer can't write straight, so then he should be misarte, even in tefillin, because they're killing aveil. But this seems to be somewhat of a contradiction, because before he says they're killing aveil is only by sefer Torah. So we have to come back to answer this problem. I'm not going to answer it now. Okay. That's Gittin daf vav amid beis, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Shtayim Kosen. Okay.
Is Yafa Yafa and Zakeli Yafeyo, is that the same?
Next we took up the Rambam. The Rambam in Perakei Halacha Vav.
I just want to mention that
Now, the next thing we mentioned was the Rambam. The Rambam is Perakei Halacha Vav. Okay, so the Rambam has a funny way of writing that halacha. Perakei Halacha Vav. Kishakoflinoso. When you fold up the mezuzah, golinoso misofa shito latriwaso. So you roll it up from the end to the beginning. Ad shetimotze kishayipaseach hakor kishayiftach. I'm sorry. Kishayiftach hakore likros yikra meirosh hashito. So he says, so you do it that way, so you roll it up from the end to the beginning, so that when the person opens it up, the Kore opens it up to read it, so he reads it from beginning to end. The Achash Agolalo, Machnisa B'Shofer Shulkana. So I mean, it's funny because he starts off when he says, "Kishekoflenoso golnoso misof hashito l'chiloso." Okay, so then he says, "Why? Because when the kore opens it up, so he'll read it the proper order from beginning to end. So why does he say v'achar shegolova machniso b'shofaris shelkano? That's not necessary." That sounds like the guy, first he rolled it up, then he opened it up and he read it, and then he was golded again. And then he put it into the corner. So the Rambam is describing a person who actually read the mezuzah. But there's no halacha you have to read the mezuzah. He should have left that last part out. He should have just said, and then he should have said, okay, why did the Rambam have to say v'achar shegolalo? It sounds like he was golit twice. First he was golit, then he opened it up and he read it, and then he was golit again. And then he put it into the mezuzah Pesach. I mean, why did he have to read? What does he have to be gold twice for? Okay, so it sounds like the Rambam is describing a Maisa Kriya with regard to Megillah, an actual Maisa Kriya. So that's why, of course, you have to have Mesir Tatan according to the Rambam. Because it's not Mechufin, like Tefillin. Okay. But the question is, why this formulation? Like, why does he have to do the Galila twice? That was our question, I believe. Correct? Okay. Yeah, Tfilin doesn't say twice either. Right. And Tfilin doesn't have that. And Tfilin doesn't say you go and misofa l'tchilaso, so that the person should be korei meirosho l'sofa, and after he's golit again, he puts it in. He doesn't say that. He just says that it should be he's golit, and he puts it in. Okay? So that was a question that we had. That if you're the doctor, you're washing a Rambam, you see you carefully distinguish between mezuzah and Sefer Torah, where mezuzah has two glilas and tefillin. Mezuzah has two glilas and tefillin has one glila. Okay.
So, Rabbi, according to the way you understand
the point. In other words, over here, the Rambam just says he's speaking about tefillin. Ketzer goes from a tefillin, shel rosh. Okay, so he goes through the Shorosh, and then he says, and Menichnos Obarba Patim. Yeah, the Shel Yad, he says, Kosvin es Arba Parshios, Biabor Dafin. So you write the four Parshios in four columns, Al Klaf Echor, on one cloth, the Golol Okim in Sefer Torah Misofa Litchiloso. And then he says, Umeinicho, Bebayas Echor. That's it. And he doesn't say that you. It should be read, and then you go again. Just menicha. Okay. So we just mentioned this. We just brought down this Rambam. What else do we have here? Next thing I have here was the Rambam Perakei Halachic. One second. What did we just do? Beis Aleph.
Did Hey Bob before?
Hey, you don't?
Oh, right. Next one is Gimel Vav. Gimel Vav.
This one?
Where he says, Tfilin shel yad koslan bi arba dapin bi or echad aruch kisefer Torah al siduran batara kigonze. He shows you. Then koslan al arba oros the nichon b'bayis echad yatzo the einet zorach l'dafkan. So they could be totally separate. So, Pashut, it means that he writes them on the Seder that's written in the Torah. And that's as long as it's an Or Echad. So he writes them like this. He writes them on that Seder. The Seder being, according to the Rambam, Kadesh, Voyekivir, Hashma, Voyam, Shemoah. Like he has. Okay. And you have to write them in that order. They have to appear in that order. That's if it's on one cloth. But he holds that b'dieved, if you write them on four clothim, four oros, four separate pieces, and you put them into the base, in the bias of the shel yad, you're yotze. Okay? So that, Reb Chaim says, shows clearly that it's not, that the Seder is not Ma'akev but the Evid. Because once you could separate them, so there's no Seder anymore on how they were written. In other words, if you have four on one cloth, so you have the Seder Aparshias, like you see in front of you in the Rambam. But if they're separate,
that is Ma'akev.
If what?
And that is Makev.
No, it's not Makev. You have to say, according to the Rambam, it's not Makev.
On one cloth?
On one cloth, it apparently would be Makev. No, let me mix my head there. It wouldn't be Makev. Because you could always cut them into separate parshios. And it would be kosher.
Yeah, put it in the tefillin that way?
Yes.
It wouldn't be
Makav. Wouldn't be Makav. Because since you could always cut them into separate parshios, and it would be good, and it would be good b'di'eved, so how could it be possible? That's the Brisker Rav brings that point out. What's that? Exactly. That's as long as it's on one cloth, you should write them al sidurim b'Torah. But if you didn't, it wouldn't be Ma'akev, Reb Chaim says, because how could it be Ma'akev if you can cut them into separate pieces and you'll have separate parshas and there will be no remnant of what the order was.
Right.
So since there won't be any remnant of the order, what difference does it make? It's all history, how he wrote it now. So therefore, Chaim says that you must say in the Rambam that if he wrote them on one cloth, shalokisidron, it's not lachatchila kasher, but b'diavad has got to be kasher, because b'diavad you could write them on separate cloth, and then one cloth is no shechus to the other. So how do you have an appearance, an orderly appearance of the Seder HaParshis? You can only have an orderly appearance of Seder HaParshis if it remains on one cloth. So you have his Kadesh, I give you a Chashma, why don't you go ahead and Shema? But if you're going to write them on separate parchments, so then there's no way that you could have a Seder. So the one, so you can't say that you had to write for, they had to write them on the Seder. Because writing them on the Seder would not be sustained, the Seder. Because once you separate them, there is no Seder HaParshis. Yes? What's that?
We should say the other way around for the head, that they're separate. So since they're separate, you can put them all in the right order, you can have them on the
right. No, you're right. By the Shel Rosh, there's no order. The Ram doesn't have an order on the Shel Rosh. The Ram does not say by the Shel Rosh, you have to write them Keseder. He says, Ketzat Sidra Parshas Betfilah Shel Rosh, Machnas Parsha Achrona Shivoyim Shemoach, Bebaya Shu Alimina Meliach Shemas, Mukhalo Vaikiv Yachal Baish Nishit, Smukhal Shema, the Kaddish Nibayas Aviv, Shu Lismor. Aminiach. Today she had a Korid, Kineget, Aminiach, Korid, I'll say that. But he doesn't say any words I have to write them. So in the parshas of Shorosh, there's no order, because they're separate parshas. So Rav Chaim says the same thing will be true in the Shel Yad, of course, that if they're in separate parshas, there's no such thing as an order. So now you cannot say that if you wrote them out of order, it's going to be possible. You just won't have a hidur of order. So therefore, the din of order in the Shel Yad is purely a din l'chatchila. But b'diavad, it has to be kosher, even if it's not in order. Because since you could split them apart into separate parchments, and in separate parchments, there is no visible order, of course you can flip them around, so they're separate entities, so there wouldn't be any din that if you wrote it out of order in the Shel Yad, that it's possible. It just wouldn't have the kiyum l'chatchila of having the parshas in the Shel Yad presented in order. Okay, so it would be the same thing as if you wrote them separately. That's what Rav Chaim says, and he supported from the Rambam and the Shel Rosh, because logically it doesn't make any sense whatsoever to say that if they're separate parshas, how he wrote them plays a role. Because how he wrote them is gone. The only thing that you can have in Seder is if you have them on one cloth, you have them presented orderly. So then you have an order. Then you have an order of the parshas.
How about how we place them?
How we place them in the Shel Rosh?
In the Shel Yad.
He doesn't have a half to place them.
One bias.
Doesn't matter. Just one bias. Okay? So, from the Brisker Rav's explanation, this quote from Rav Chaim, it becomes quite clear that according to the Rambam, in the Shel Yad, how he ordered them when he first wrote them plays no role whatsoever. B'dievet, l'chatchila, it does play a role. Because l'chatchila, if you have the parshas presented in the order of the Torah, that is a key. But b'dievet, it's kosher even if you separate them. So since it's kosher if you separate them, the order can't matter anymore. The The order is simply a matter of history. It doesn't retain its existence anymore because they're separate parshas, and there is no order when you have separate parshas.
If there's a psalm and film.
And then we mention another interesting thing, which is somewhat of a little hint, but we mentioned that the Rambam, whenever he writes by Tfilin, he always writes Kemo She'ein K'suvim B'Torah. Okay, like which was the halacha we just took, halacha vav. Ba'or echad orach k'sefer Torah, al siduran b'Torah k'gan zeh. Why do you have to write ba'or echad orach k'sefer Torah? He just should have said ba'or echad orach al sidran b'Torah. What's this k'sefer Torah business? And then you notice again that, and by mezuzah he never says k'sefer Torah. Then again in Perek Beis Halacha Ches, he says what? It's Tzorech Lizor B'Tagin Shel Osios. The Hain Kimo Zainin, Zakufos Alaos, they're like little Zions on top of the Los. Sheyesh Lo Tag, Kamoshehain Ksuvin B'Sefer Torah. That the Tagin in the Tzvon have to be exactly like the Tagin in the Sefer Torah. And the Rambam had a different sets of Tagin. Parsha Rishona Yesh Bo Sechot Bulvad, He Mem Stuma Shom Yam, Olao Shlosha Zainin. He has a whole system of air. We don't know what that system is. We don't even know the Rambam system for Sefer Torah. But by Mezuzah, he has a different system for Targum. What is the system for Targum by Mezuzah? What is the system over there? It's a different, completely different system. Where is it at? Perek Hey. Here we got it there. Where? Hey Gimel. Parsha Rishona Yesh Kan Sheva Osios Al Kol Os Vos Mehen Shlosha Zayin Ve'eluhen Shin Ayin Shel Shema Nun Denafshecho U'Shnei Zayin Shel Mezuzos U'Shnei Tesin Shel Totofos. So something like Shatnas gets. It's a different system of Targum in Mezuzah. So that was another question we raised. Why did he change the system of Targum? Why shouldn't the Targum be the same? After all, the Mezuzah is Parshas for the Torah also. So why shouldn't it be the same Targum? Okay.
So Beis Aleph.
Excuse me?
Beis Aleph also.
And Beis Aleph. Yes. Beis Aleph. End of the halacha. Which part? Oh, Menicho. Yeah, Menicho. Go on, commence after. I mean, he always uses the lesson, commence after. He always uses that Lashon, that's true. That's if you observe the Rambam, you see by Tefillin, he always uses the Lashon of Kemen Sefer Torah. Okay, so that was the second question, second area. Now the third. The third question was that the Rambam writes that when it comes to Klaf and the Chsustis, so the Rambam writes like this.
Mm-hmm.
in Perek Aleph Halacha Ches. Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Sheyiyu Kosvin Sefer Torah Alagvil. The Kosvin B'Mokom HaSeor. In our gear system, the way we do it, that you have one piece and you write on the outside. Sheyiyu Kosvin HaTfilin Alaklaf. And Tfilin you write on the cloth. The Kosvin B'Mokom HaBosor. The Shiyu Kosvin HaMezuzah on the outside, in other words. The Shiyu Kosvin HaMezuzah al Dachsistis. The Kosvin B'Mokom HaSeor, in between. The Chol HaKosev B'Klaf B'Mokom Seor. And if you reverse it, if you write on the cloth in the B'Mokom HaSeor, Shekosev B'Gvil, the Chsistis B'Mokom Basar is possible. Okay. So you have to make sure that tefillin has to be Sefer Torah is gvil, and you write it on the tzadaseir. Tefillin, you split it in half, you take the cloth, and you write it on the inside. And mezuzah, you write also on the inside. So you write in the middle. When you split it in half, you write in the middle. When you write on each one. But if you reverse the writing, it's possible. Okay, fine. But the main point I want to mention here is the first point. Simple. Halacha l'moshe misinai, shiyu kosvin sefer Torah alagvil, and the shiyu kosvin atfilin alaklaf, and the shiyu kosvin amezuzah al dachsistis. Okay, now we have a paradoxical Rambam. Halacha tes. Even though that is the halacha l'moshe misinai, in kosov sefer Torah ala klaf, kosher. If you write sefer Torah on klaf, it's kosher. The lo ne'emar gvil ela l'ma'ir haduch sustus. And the only reason it says halacha l'moshe misinai that you write sefer Torah on gvil is to exclude duch sustus. Shem Kosov Allah Sefer, Shem Kosov Allah Sefer, Pasul. So the Rambam seems to be Dorish Taima, the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. I mean, what right does he have to do that? If it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that Sefer Torah is on Gvil, so we should follow the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, and we should be good Jews and follow what the Halacha says. But he says no. He says, even though it says vil, if you want to, you can write it on cloth also. So if that's the case, why did Moshe Rabbeinu say that it's vil? He says, he only said vil to exclude the chassistus. What kind of a statement is that? What do you mean? How do you know why he said it? I mean, he said vil, he means vil. Okay, so this whole Rambam is very strange. That the law Namark Villa the sisters, how does he know that? And therefore he's machshir Sefer Torah with what? With the cloth. And we don't even know if it's machshir l'chatchila. It sounds like it. It sounds like even l'chatchila would be good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So this is a difficulty. So it comes out that tefillin, that Sefer Torah requires what? Cloth or gvil. And tefillin require dafka cloth. Okay, so that's also interesting. That even though for Sefer Torah gvil is good, for tefillin, gvil is no good. So for tefillin, you need only cloth. Okay, for tefillin, you need only cloth. Okay. Okay. Let's see, anything else? Okay. Just Give me a second. Yeah, go ahead, okay. Okay, so then we had one more question. We took up the Tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? And the Tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam are in Menachos, Wadaf, Lamda, Lamda. Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. Okay, guys. Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. Right? Ready? Okay. So Tosfos says, how do you set the parshas in the Shorosh? So it brings down Rashi's Shita. That it's just like it is in the Torah. Kadesh v'ekivyecho, and miyamin, miyamino shel korei kama. Ahashta kishu korei kedarko, miyamino esmola nimtza korei, korei kesidron. So he's exactly like the Ram. Rashi and the Ram are exactly identical. And Rashi also has that strange phenomenon of a korei. Okay. The Rabbeinu Tam, the only one that objects to a Kore is the Ravid. Because he says, Malonu l'kriyasa. They're mechufin. You never read the tone. But Rashi apparently didn't find it inconsistent with having it mechufin and have a Kore. And neither did Rabbeinu Tam. Because Rabbeinu Tam's question basically is, why did the Gemara split it in two? That it says that Kaddish Livoya Kivyachal Miyamin, Shema Vayim Shema Mismol. So why did it split it in two? When you have four elements, there's one is on the right and the rest are on the left. You don't say the first two are on the right and the second two are on the left. And what kind of a formulation is that? So Rabbeinu Tam apparently held that from the Gemara, the fact that Gemara split it in two, that there's another din here. So the Kashrut Beitan, my Pogin, and Shakari Shtayan, Rishonus Miyamin, the Cholach Ranus Mismol, Eloma Rishonu Miyamin, the Cholach Eris Mismol, Yipro. Okay. So he says, Umafar Shabbatam, Kadesh Voya Kiviachom Miyamin Shakur. So Kadesh and Vahoyakiv Yachor, you go by the Korei from the right, just like Rashi and the Rambam. Umismol shel Korei, havi shemami b'chutz, v'achareha v'hoyahem shemoha mibifnim. So then you jump to the outside box for Shema, and then next you go to the inside box for v'hoyahem shemoha. The Nicho Hashta Masha Choko. And that was good why I split them, because there's two things. In short, the Korei is really a necessary, indispensable element when it comes to reading Kadesh and Voyaki Viecho. But when you come to Shema and Voyam Shemola, there it's really the Meniach. The Rantan doesn't say Bezal Lashon, but that's what he means. There it really goes by the Meniach. And the Meniach is Meniach, the Shema on the right, and Vayam Shemoa on the left to his right. So it's split in two. One, the first set is the Korei, the second set is the Meniach. Okay. But now Rabbeinu Tam has one problem. Because he brings down Ube Mechilta. One second. ובמחילת המשמה כפרש הקונטרס, בפרשס והויה, בפרשס והויה כי יביחו. תהוסם, דקטני הוסם, בדלת מקומוס, מזכיר פרשס תפילן, קדש, והויה כי יביחו, four places in the Torah you only have פרשס תפילן, שמען והויהם שמוע. מכאן אמרו, מצווס תפילן, ארבע פרשיוס. והודר קטני, כוספון כסידרון. אם כוספון שלא כסידרון, יגנזו. משמע כסדר ששנון ברשע. So it's mashma that he means that they must follow the order that he enunciated before, which is exactly Rashi. So how could Rabbeinu Tam satisfy the interpretation of that mechilta, where it says that you follow the order of Rashi? V'yesh litchos the b'ksivas ha-sofer koma avolein korvin b'tfilin k'seder zeh. Okay, so Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam says it means that the sofer has to write it that way. So therefore, when the sofer is writing the parshas of the Shul Rosh, so what does he write first? Kaddish. Second, Voya Kiviyachol. Third in line he writes Shema. And fourth in line he writes Voyam Shema. But when it comes to setting them into the Shul Rosh, he doesn't set them up that way. He has Kaddish on the right, Voya Kiviyachol on the next to it. Then he jumps to the left side, and he goes Shema and Voyam Shema. Okay? That's the way. No, I'm sorry, I messed it up. When the sofer writes it, he writes it first Kadesh, then Voya Kiviyacha, then Shema, and then Voyam Shema. That's how he writes it. But when he sets it in the tefillin, he sets it the other way. Kadesh Voya Kiviyacha, Shema, and Voyam Shema. In the middle. Shema. Havayis Bamsa. Voya Kiviyacha, Voyam Shema. Are next to each other. So the question is, and the Stavra according to Rabbeinu Tam is when he puts them in, he has to put them in that order, not just any order. Okay? But the question is, here, Reb Chaim's question stands out like a sore thumb. That what possible difference can it make on separate parshas how the sofer wrote them? That's simply a historical fact. The parshas are all separate. Who cares how he wrote them? There's no remnant halachic. There's no halachic imprint or remnant from the way the sofer wrote it. So how could Rabbeinu Tam be makbid that the sofer should write it in that order? What kind of a concept is that? Who cares how he wrote it? You have separate parshas, and how he wrote it is pure history. So Rabbeinu Tam seems to defy what Reb Chaim's svara asserts, and logically Reb Chaim is absolutely right. Doesn't make any sense. Okay, so that was our last question. Okay. No, that you're right. According to Rabbeinu Tam in the Shul Yad, if you write it on one piece, then it does make sense that he has to write Shema first and then Voyam Shema. That's correct, because there is an order. That Parsha Shema should appear first. Okay, that's good.
So why does Rabbeinu Tam film have two films?
Why don't you just add an additional Yad?
He goes, since you can break them up into separate parshas. Yeah, that'll be a kasha. But at least what you're saying is good, because he's saying at least according to Rabbeinu Tam when he wrote them on the Shul Yad. So he wrote first Kadesh, then he wrote Vahoya Ki Yaviyacha, and then he skipped the space and he wrote Shema, and then he went back and wrote Voyam Shema in the space that he left. So there, at least, you can have a concept of Seder. But you need a Seder of the Shema to be written before it's Machshir, the Vahoyim Shemoah, so he has to go backwards. So that's possible. But the Evita would be kosher even if he didn't do it that way, because you could cut it up into separate, like we said. Yeah. But if Rabbeinatam would have held that it's not kosher but the Evita way, then at least you can understand the Seder. That's true. Right. Okay. In other words, what you're asking is, in the Shel Yad of Rabbeinu Tam, can we answer Rabbi Chaim's question?
Yeah.
Right, that's the problem we're on. So could you say that there Rabbi Chaim wouldn't have a problem in the order, because it's on one piece. It's on one piece. So what we were saying is, it could be, it wouldn't be a problem. Because it could be that the order, if the order is ma'akev, so it will come out that you have to write first Vahoya and Shemoa in order to be machshir the Shema. I'm getting mixed up. You have to write first Shema in order to be machshir the Vahoya and Shemoa. So since it's on one cloth, so you could say that. But in fact, it's not going to help you, because since you can cut it up into separate cloths, so it wouldn't matter. But the main problem on Rabbeinu, let's leave it, we'll come back. The main problem on Rabbeinu Tam is simply in the Shel Rosh. There it's clear, the separate parshas. And what difference could it possibly make when the Sof... Okay, so now we're up to the din of the Psuchos and the Stumos. So that's on page Dalet in my edition of the Griz, and it's Perakei Aloch Aleph, and it's the paragraph that begins with Vehine. Vehine b'Rambam Perak Beisham Aloch Beis Elishano, v'tzorach li zoher b'parshios she'im osa astumo p'sucho or p'sucho astumo. Pasla. Ushloshes aparshas rishonos kulan psuchos. That means they start in the beginning of the line. Uparsha achrona shehi v'hoyim shemoa stuma. So it starts in the middle of the line. Ubeperekei shem alocha beiz. Perekei is mezuzah, of course. Gabe mezuzah pasak zelashono. Umitzvah lasas revach. Shin bein parshas shema levahoyim shemoa parshas stuma v'im osa pesucha kishera v'fi she'ein asmucha lo min haTorah. Okay, so the Rambam paskens that lechatchila that should be stuma. In other words, the vahoyim shemoa should be a parshas stuma, and to the parsha of what? Of shema. And if it's a psucho, it's also kosher b'dieved. Why? Because it's not samach l'man haTorah. So, of course, the question is that what is v'hoyim shema in the Torah? It's a parsha stuma, correct? Because that's how you have it in film. So, but he's saying that if you made it, so what is the idea that if you made a psucho, it's kosher because ain't a samach l'man haTorah? What's it got to do with that? I mean, what's it got to do with it? Okay, so we see here that the value of psucha and stuma has a different currency, so to speak. It's a different value. It's not the same value. Because if it were merely the value of the parsha being a psucha or a stuma, so it should definitely be a stuma. And if you made it psucha, it shouldn't be good. But he gives a funny reason why it's good. Why? Because ain't no core of law, ain't a samach l'man haTorah. Okay. So the Brisker Rav explains. Okay. I want to jump a little bit. He says, "V'hine miloshin a Rambam shekosu gavim mezuzah." Umitzvah lasos revach, shebein parshas shema, parshas voyam shema, parshas stuma, mashmad lo kabdinin rakala revach, shebein parshas shema, parshas voyam shema. Avo parshas shema ba'atzma, ein lo shum din, im yasos stuma psucho. Right, so he's saying that there, he's not makbid on the first parsha. He's just makbid on the tziruf between the shema and the voyam shema. The revach. Okay. The yochol lasosa k'moshe yirtza. The parsha begin shema in the middle or in the beginning. The ilugabe tefillin alam avur lehedjim deram. They'll call a parshios nemar dim psuchos estumos. The gam parshios kadesh shehi harishona tzorach lasosa dafka psucho. Which means that he has to start in the beginning of the line. Ukumavur came lahed yibet deviram, shloshes parshas rishonos, kulan psuchos. Amafurish bazed, the dim psuchos of stuma shibet filin, lo nemar klal ala revach shebein parsha la parsha. Raka parshas atzman, tzrichin lios ksuvin, kemoshein ksuvin matoro. So that's in the parshas that they must be exact like in the Torah. Kol achas kedino. Apsucha psucha astuma snuma. Vim shino saw midina psula. Mashenikin bin mezuzah, kola dim psucha astuma u omar bazehu rakala revach. Shebein parsha la parsha. Vala parsha sasma. Ula fizeh, arim vur hate, matas vila la rambam, to lo shayach betzvum taima, tena smucha la minatara. Yeah, because it's not a matter of the revach. Or the tziruf between one parsha and another. It's a matter of representing it like it is in the Torah. The chalze ha'ayu shayachim ha'yinu don in din stuma ala revach. He explains it very well. Shebein parsha la parsha du din asa mishteh parshas b'yachat. In other words, the tziruf between the two parshas. U'bozeh kivon che'in on smuchim v'zeh l'zeh b'torah alken lo'ich b'slon gam em ha'revach shebein tayim parsha psucho. Avo betfilin da dinu al kol parsha lifnei atzma shetiyah kmo sheiksu b'torah amkein parsha voim shemo mitzah atzma tzricholi astuma kmo sheiksu b'torah because going on a parsha. Okay, then the parsha lo toli klal b'parsha shema she'etzlo has no sheiches to the tziruf and came a mile lo sheich b'zeh taima deinus mucho l'min ha'torah Allah ha'pasukim betfilin v'mishin ha'pasul. Okay. So then he wants to go on, he wants to give a reason for it. V'ha'um no'am de'ikah ha'chmilsa taima boy. Ma'ish no ba'emes mezuzah metulin. This is a key question. V'ha'chmilsa. V'ha'mailo ne'im agam mezuzah din psuchus tumala parashas ma'atzman. Why did he switch to mezuzah? He made it into a tziruf. But in tefillin, he went by the din parasha. Kmo gavetzvum, the yitzorach lasos pasha shema dafka pasha psucho, kmo shiksuv b'torah. Why didn't he follow in mezuzah the same principle that he followed in tefillin? Namely, it's a matter of what the pasha saw, and be consistent. Kmo shiksuv ram gavetzvum, the gam pasha skadesh, tia pasha psucho, af shehi rishono, amayla neve gam mezuzah kai gav mezorachin. Okay, so that's this question is, why by mezuzah is it on the revach? And why by tefillin is it on the parsha? Okay, legitimate question. But tzorachim, ulam nira, the Rambam mochiach kemi gufa sugi. So he says the Rambam deduces this from the sugi itself. The ikaman da oma de sover, psuchos dafka, umishun de enes mucholam in a Torah. Because there's a man da marahulza by mezuzah, ibe dafka smuch. Because it's not some kind of thing. Ubal korchach. Dehu din bal korchach. Just a second. Dehu din parsha nema b'mesuim al mezuzah la revach shebein parsha la parsha. Okay? So it has nothing to do with the parsha itself. It has to do with the tziruf between the two parshas. So when he makes the parshas V'hoyim shemo ha'psucho, not stuma, So he's showing that they're not samach l'min haTorah. So apparently, right, Gorim shetiyah parsha psucha dafka. Haredu din parsha mesuyim. And then this is all a rebbe should be shemal away and shemal mashen came it from. Kiven the maker din shul see this film. And I'm sure say the klal zemze. Miskashri gam ba'aba oros. Okay, that's enough. Okay, so that's what I want to bring in. So he says. So he goes so far as to say that it's muchach from the Gemara. But he doesn't give any further time. He just stops at that point. Okay? That from the Gemara, it's muchach. So what's the understanding of the Gemara? So the understanding of the Gemara is that mezuzah, one mandama holds, it must be bedafke psucha, because you have to reflect on how the parshiyos are in the Torah, and they're not mitzuraf and yachad. And one mandama holds, on the contrary, you have to be mitzaref them yachad. Okay. So what is, we wanted to define that machlokes somewhat. And we hold that both ways is good. That if it's smuchin, so it's good. And if it's psucho, we say, but it's not samach l'min haTorah. Okay? So apparently, the question is, in the tzirut between the parshas Shema and the parshas Vayim Shema, if you have to have a tzirut in terms of the sefiras dvarim, so then it has to be smucha, because the revach should be omitted. Because the spheres dvarim are the same content, which is the spheres dvarim of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Okay. But if you want to show that I'm writing the mezuzah as it's represented in the Torah, so then it should be a psucha to show that these two parshas, even though if I put them together, it'll look like, since the content is one, it looked like I'm saying the parshas in the Torah are one. And I want to say no, that the content is one, but the parshas in the Torah are not written together. So I have a choice. So, and we possibly have a choice. Either you write them together, which is based upon the content of the Sefiras Devarim, or else you say, I want to make sure that it should be obvious that these two parshas are not written together in the Torah. So either your writing represents how they are in the Torah, which is one type of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, or else you mitzayef the content, and that's another type of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, by the smichus of the content. That's the way we interpreted the two-way machlekes. Okay? But it's based on the brisker of, namely the what? That the parshas in mezuzah is a completely different phenomenon than the parshas in tefillin, because the parshas in the mezuzah have to do with the tzirufa parshas, and the parshas in tefillin do not have to do with tzirufa parshas, but it has to do with the cheftza shel parsha. So that's why by tefillin it's immutable; you can only do it one way. And if you mishan, it's possible. But by mezuzah, since it's a matter of tzirufa parshiyos, so they could be represented in two ways. Either you could show they're not next to each other in the Torah, nevertheless, I'm putting them next to each other over here because of the content, or else you could say that I'm putting them next to each other because of the content. So either way could be represented. Either you could base it on the Sefiras Devarim, that they have to be mitzurafim, or else you could base it on the fact that my Kabbalah, Sol Malchus Shemayim, is based upon how it's represented in the Torah. And the Torah is represented as separate, so therefore I'm writing them separate. Okay? That's how we paskin. Okay, but at any rate, the Brisker Rav shows that it has nothing to do that the that the phenomenon by mezuzah is completely different than the phenomenon by tefillin. Tefillin, it's parshus, mezuzah, it's tziruf. And that's as far as it goes. And basically what we wanted to do was to take it a little further. Okay? All right. Okay. So now we want to go a little further with the assistance of a Taisus and Menachas. Menachas of Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. Okay. So Taisus says that Diba Maschol Homo Reading Osen Vaboy Sirtut. Okay. So Taisus says they weren't regilin, like we said before, to be misartate. This Taisus says they weren't regilin without the Sefer Torah either. What's filling? Kivin Vaboy Sirtut. Okay. Ben Tom says over there that it's a heathen, but here he's saying that they didn't do it. Okay, whatever. That's not a major or significant difference. Now he says like this. About Megillah, so it says, it teaches you that Megillah must have sirtut like Amita Shel Torah. He's not talking about Sefer Torah when he says Amita Shel Torah, which at first glance, that would be the implication. But what does it mean? He said, because Taisus holds that you don't need Sirtut by Sefer Torah, he just mentioned it. He says, Ella b'mezuzah k'amar, shehi Amita Shel Torah, sheyesh bo kabbalas o'malcha shamayim. The mezuzah boy sirtut. Okay, so I'm not going to take you through the raya, but the position of Taisus is clear. So mezuzah is boy sirtut. Halacha l'mosh misinai requires sirtut. Why? Because Taisus says that that's called amita shel Torah. So the question is, what is the amita shel Torah in mezuzah? More than the Amita Shel Torah and the Sefer Torah, or the Rashi's implication. So the answer that we wanted to say is that it shows you that even though Torah is a big Torah with a lot of parshas, but there is a Dagesh Chazak on part of it, which is Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim. It's all contingent on Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim. Okay. So mezuzah is really Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim. That's a mita shel Torah. It's isolating the essence of the Torah, because everything's totally on Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim. Like the Chinuch says, the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, he says, if you don't have that mitzvah, you don't have any mitzvah. So it's all totally in Yichud Hashem, which is Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim. Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim. So that's what Taisus means. Kamita Shel Torah means that in the Torah, I'm going to put it this way temporarily, don't get nervous about it. In the Torah, there's an Iker and a Tuffel. The Iker is Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim, and the rest is, of course, necessary, but it's not Amita Shel Torah. It's not Iker, Ikra Shel Torah. Ikra Shel Torah is Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim. Okay? So therefore, what we want to say is that the concept of mezuzah is much different than the concept of tefillin. That the concept of mezuzah is a proclamation on the part of the Osah HaMitzvah that this is my Kabbalah Sol Malcha Shemayim. And that's why I'm putting it on the doorpost, to demonstrate my Kabbalah Sol Malcha Shemayim, which is Amita Shel Torah, Ikra Shel Torah. Okay? So now, with this, we can understand why the question is, it Nitim Likare or not Nitim Likare? So the answer is, it definitely is Nitim Likare. Because how could you have a proclamation and a statement that you're Makabal Malcha Shemayim if nobody could ever see it? So that would explain the Rambam where he says twice that you're Gola. The Rambam that we mentioned, what was that in Perikei of Hilchas Tefillin? In Perikei, where he says, which halacha was it again?
Peivav.
Peivav, okay. Peivav, yeah, one second.
Peivav.
Kishakoflin also golem on some yourself, a sheep with chiloso. Achetimotze, kishi yifta hakare, likros, yikromirosha sheep with sofa. Okay, so that he's explaining that there are glila. For anybody, when they would open it, it should be available to anybody that opens it, that they should be able to read it, kisidro. The achar shegolo, machnisa vishofer shokana. So why does he say the achar shegolo again, when he said already go and also before? Because he wants to show you that between the glilas, it's always ready to be read. You follow? It's always read. It's always omed likare, because since it was written as a Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim, so it's a demonstration of my Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim on my doorpost. So therefore, it's nidun likare. Otherwise, what's the demonstration? Okay. So that's a kind of nidun likare. It's not a nidun likare that you find in Kol Torah Kula. That's a different meaning. There it means that the Sefer was meant to be used and read. Over here it means it is a proclamation, and a proclamation is always neatly correct. So sometimes you'll have to be Gola twice, sometimes you'll have to be Gola three times, because it depends. If somebody wants to inspect the mezuzah, somebody wants to, it's neatly correct, so we could open it up and take a look and read it, and then be Gola and put it back. You could always, or you could do it. I don't want to get into too many questions over here. But anyways, okay.
What's the first roll? Yeah.
The first roll is telling you how you do it. And the second one is telling you that between the glilos, there's a kriya. There's an implicit kriya between the glilos, because it's nidli kari, since it's a proclamation. Okay? So you go it that way so that somebody can open it and read it. And then you go with it again and put it back.
So there's like an idea of opening.
Right. There's an idea of opening. There's an idea of an actual Koray. That's what the Rambam is saying. Which he does not have Batul. Which he does not have Batul.
Okay. So maybe it means actually someone should read it.
But you don't need actually somebody to read it. It means it has to be capable of being read. Okay?
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, that would explain why it's Pesach HaBayis Mibachutz. Because if it's just for you, then Mibifnim would be good. But it's Mibachutz for everybody, to show everybody, demonstrate. Okay. Yeah. So therefore, what we're saying.
What's the Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim? Is it on the writing or on the placing it on the doorpost?
Say it again.
Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim is on the writing of the mezuzah?
The whole movie on the writing, everything.
No, on the placing.
Yeah, that too.
What's that?
All of it. The whole thing goes together. That you write it because you accept Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim, and you put it on the outside of the doorpost.
So a person has to have that mind when
he's
putting it in
the mezuzah? Well, I mean, the Yetzer of the Mitzvah, even if you don't have every kavana, I mean, but that's what it is. Okay? Yeah.
Doesn't the Rambam say specifically it's for you, so when you go in and out for the house?
He mentions that later. That's a separate thing. That's the benefit of the mezuzah.
Yeah, but isn't it essentially for you and not for everyone?
No, it's not true. He says that's the benefit of mezuzah. That's one of the benefits of mezuzah. Mm-hmm. He doesn't say it's essentially for you. Okay? So it's a demonstration, but it has a benefit for you as well. Okay, well, maybe we'll get to that. But anyways, the thing is, what I'm saying is, it comes out that the Ksivas Mezuzah has a totally different concept than Tefillin. It's really a Ksav that I'm saying I'm a Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, but I can't say it in my own words, so I say it in the words of the Torah. The Parshas Shema and Parshas Vayam Shema, those are the best words to say it. So therefore I write this, it's really my own writing, my own expression, but I can't express it as good as the Torah, so therefore I express it with the Parshas Shema and Parshas Vayam Shema, which is Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim and Kabbalah Mitzvahs. But basically, it's one entity of what? Of my Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim, of Ksav. So it has nothing. That's why the spacing is not the Parshios. Because it's not Parshios. It's Kabbalah. It's my own words. My own words, but in the words of the Torah. Okay.
And the
Tagim
also, right?
What's that?
And the Tagim also different.
Oh, okay, we'll get there.
Okay.
It's my own words of Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim, but I'm using the Torah's words, because my words can never be as good as the Torah's words. So I'm using the Parshas of the Torah to express my words, but it's my Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. It's as if the Torah was saying, write the Yom Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim on a piece of parchment and put it on the mezuzah. How would you do it? So the best way to do it, the only one way to do it, the parashah is the Torah. The Torah knows best how to do it. Best of the best language, okay? Okay.
Does
that explain the psuchos estimos, you're saying? So that explains the psuchos estimos.
How?
Because that's why either it's only the revach b'nei, because it's not parashios, like tefillin. It's only the revach b'nei. The tziruf, of course, you want to be mitzarev, the Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim to the Kabbalah Samitzvahs of Olayim Shema, because that's the full blast, the full expression of Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. Okay? So that's why the Revach is important. And we Paskin basically, let's just look at Apsak, I don't know about Machlekes again. Apsak is that you should do it preferably by the Sfiras Dvarim. You should connect the two Sfiras Dvarims. The Sfiras Dvarim of Shema to the Sfiras Dvarim of Kabbalah Samitzvahs, to make it one entity of Sfiras Dvarim and one full Kabbalah Samitzvahs. I mean Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim, which is, of course, also Kabbalah Samitzvahs. One entity. Okay? All right. So that explains why mezuzah has nothing to do with tefillin, although we didn't define tefillin yet. Okay. Yes? So at any rate, getting back to what we're saying, okay, getting back to what we're saying, so somebody asked a very good question. It was Yoni Markowitz, right, Yoni Markowitz. He asked the question, if you're going to say that there's Zikr and Tuffel in the Torah, so why don't you have in the Sefer Torah itself that you should underline Shema and Vayam Shema to show that that's the Ikar Torah? So, correct? That was the question. So we answered, we said, no, you can't do that in the Sefer Torah. Because the Sefer Torah is a collection of all the parashas of the Torah Mesina. And every parasha has infinite Chochmah. That's what Chazal say, Ein Loch Parasha, Parasha, She'im Bo, Tchiyas HaMesin. So every parsha has infinite chokhmah. So you can't underline one and say this infinity is better than another infinity. But that's where you're speaking about the parshas of the Torah in terms of limud and the infinite chokhmah. But in terms of the makabel, for the plain, simple makabel, there is an ikar and there's a tuffel. Like the chinuch says. That if you don't have Yichura, if you don't have your own accept the mitzvah of Yichur Hashem, everything else is worthless. So in terms of the plain Makabel, so the Ikur is Amitashel Torah is really mezuzah. But in Sefer Torah, you could never underline, say that there's Sirtut on one or two parshas and not on the rest. It would imply that the rest are less significant. You can't say less significant when you're dealing with infinite Chachma. Okay. Okay, it was an important question. Okay. But yeah, Ellie brought a good example that the Ramnology shouldn't stand for Aseret, although it really was Lotzim and Aminim. But you can't say one part of Torah is more important than the other. That's his point. Okay. Even though Aseret Dibros Misinai is, you'd think that's the Iker, but no, you can't differentiate. It's all Misinai and it's all infinite. Okay. I got it.
Yeah. Did he also mention the tiger different? Did he say that? That's why it could be the
tiger. I didn't get that right yet. Okay. Now the question, so we define mezuzah. Now we have one more thing to do, to define tefillin. What exactly is tefillin? So what we wanted to say is that tefillin is, the pasuk for tefillin is l'man tiyah Torah Hashem b'ficha. In other words, that the Torah Hashem should be a part of you, so to speak. B'ficha means it's your essence, becomes your essence. So how did the Torah devise such a plan that the whole Torah should be b'ficha, should be part of your essence? So the Torah said, take miktsas ha-parshios and put them on the yad and tie them to your hand and put them on the shorosh and tie them to your head. But what are they defined as? They're defined as miktsas parshios ha-Torah. Okay? So it's miktsas parshios means that they represent all the parshios of the Torah. But you can't wear all the parshios of the Torah. So the Torah says wear miktsas and reflects on the whole group, which is all the parshios of the Torah. Lamanti yeteres Hashem b'ficha. Okay. So therefore, since tefillin is really parshios, so if it's parshios, so that's why the Brisker Rav is right. That's why it must be exactly as it's written in the Torah, because it's parshios haTorah. It's mixes parshios haTorah, which reflects there's more, but I can only put on mixes. Unfortunately, I'm only a human being and I can't put on kol Torah. So I can only put on a mixes parshios haTorah. But it's parshios haTorah. It's mixes parshios. So it has a complete din of parsha. Now, in parshios haTorah, the parshios of the Torah would have no value if they were not nitan lehikari, if they were not given to be learned and to be read. So therefore, in the parshios of tefillin, there has to be a din of nitan lehikari. So there must be an assumed kari, just like, because otherwise it wouldn't be a chefza shalimun. So when you put the parshas in the tefillin, putting the parshas in as a chefza shalimun, a chefza shalimun requires a kari. So that's why the parsha is yigolalit meisofa l'tchilaso, ad keshe yiftachoso, tiyanikras me rosho l'sofo, just like a Sefer Torah, and he says, just like a Ramban always says, ki Sefer Torah. So the reason is because it has all the properties of a real Sefer Torah. Okay? There's just one thing that it doesn't have. It doesn't have sirtut, even though the Sefer Torah has sirtut. Why? Because since sirtut is a din in the Maisa Kriya, so in tefillin there's no Maisa Kriya, but there's a Chefta Shel Parsha, which contains implicitly the idea that it's nitinli kari. So that's why you have a kari. It's an implicit content that emerges from the property of the Chalei Shem Parsha. So that's why there is a kari. So that's why the Rambam says when you put them on your head, so since the parsha is nitinli kari, so the kari should be able to read it kesidra. Okay? From Kadesh, Vayikiv Yachashma, Vayam Shema. That's the Seder. Okay, hold on. Yeah, so that's why we found a very interesting mechilta that says that and the mechilta says in Parshas Bo, "Uzikaron beininecho, l'ma'anti etars Hashem b'ficho mikan omru, ha'meiniach tefillin ki ilu korir b'tora, v'chol ha'korir b'tora patim ena tefillin." What's Chris Darad with tefillin? It's two seven mitzvahs. But the answer is because basically tefillin is mitzvahs parshas haTorah. And it represents the mitzvah of demonstrating that the parshas haTorah are not just these four samples, so to speak. It's mitzvahs, but it's really all the parshas haTorah, and all the parshas haTorah are neatly carried. So there's a kiyum of kriya sefer Torah when I'm wearing tefillin. That's what the mechilta is saying, and vice versa. Okay. Then my son showed me a very interesting, machaber. Have you got the? In Arachayim Lamed Beis. Interesting machaber. Okay, so you have in the Beis Yosef in Lamed Beis in the Torah Arachayim. Not too far in from the beginning. He has the Kosova Rab Avram, Rab Avram Eston. Let me just put my glasses to sleep. Rab Avram Hassan, Hasofer, Zo. Sheharava Godol Morenu. Something Rabbi Yitzchak de Leon, so Paskamos Chachmei Doro, Pasal Kol HaTfilin Shehoyu Besorat, Shehoyu Parshia Sehin Al Pidasa Rush, that their Parshis were according to Rush, not according to the Rama. He says that Neshia Sefer Torah, Hoyu Psuchos Estumos Tilahem Al Pidasa Rama. So apparently in the Sefer Torah they did like the Rama. Okay. They did like the Rambam, but in the Tefillin they did like the Rush. So he says, "Nimta shaha ola likros b'Torah in Tefillin shapashi asein kedasa Rush who made kineged asefer Torah the nasis Torah kishtei Torahs chas v'shalom mat kam shana." So he says it will be a contradiction between the Parshas and the Tefillin and the Parshas and the Torah. So, I mean, I don't think you need a better writer than that, that the Tefillin is really Parshas. It's really Parshas and the Torah. Okay. So that's why he holds there can't be a steer between the Parshas and Tefillin that you're wearing and the Parshas and the Torah that you're reading. It will be able to look like your Shtei Torahs. It's an amazing statement, though. I'm not going to go into the intent and understanding of the statement, but you see clearly that he held the principle that it's parshas. Okay. And that's why we said also that the Rambam constantly, when he's referring to tefillin, he always says, Kemoshiksum Vatar. Yeah, where is that? He has, let me see. Perek Beis Halachala, for instance. Ketzad Kosvin is a tefillin, Shorosh. Kosvin Arba Parshios, Hal Arba Klofen, the Golan Kolecha Vecha Levado, Umenichna So Ba Boa Batim, Shehem Mechubarim Boor Echod, Vishal Yad Kosvin, as Arba Parshios, Bi Arba Dafin Al Klof Echod. The Golo Kamin Sefer Torah. Misofo Tchiloso. By Mezuzah, he never says the Golo Kamin Sefer Torah, Misofo Tchiloso. He just says the Golo Misofo Tchiloso. But not Kamin Sefer Torah. So why Kamin Sefer Torah? Because it really is a Parshas of the Torah. Omeinicho Devayas Echad. And that would explain the lechatchila in the Rambam. That if you're writing them all out on one parchment, like in the Shel Yad, so then there's a kiyum to have them written in the order that they were, that they appear in the Torah. Because there's a, then you have the Seder. You could split them apart and there won't be any Seder. That's true. But as long as you don't split them apart, there's a kiyum that the last, that each parsha is machshir than the ksiva of the next parsha. Because it's k'min Sefer Torah. It's written in the order of the Sefer Torah. Okay, it's not ma'akev if the parshas aren't in order. It's not ma'akev, but if the parshas are in order, so it reflects the kiyum of Sefer Torah. As long as you don't spread them apart, you don't separate them. Okay? But if you separate them and spread them apart, so then there's no kiyum anymore. But if you keep it in one cloth, so then it's what? It's a kiyum of you have a kiyum of Seder HaTorah in front of you. So that's a kiyum. That's a kiyum. It's not ma'akev, because even if it's not Seder, you could cut them apart. But if you keep it in one piece, it's a kiyum of the parshas are in the order of the Torah, which reflects that the parshas are Torah. Okay? So that's the Rambam. That explains the Rambam. What?
Days
off, yes. That's right. Okay. And where else do we have Kemoshe Ksuvim B'Torah? All over. Ram has it all over, of course, actually. Where?
Gimel Vav.
Yeah. Kishu Gola Parshas Ben Shel Rosh Ben Shel Yad Gola Loson Misofon L'Tchilason Okay. And I did Zion. I mean, you said Vav, right? Yetfilin Shiyad Kosom Barba Dafin Bior Echad Orach Kesefer Torah Al Sidurin Batar Kesefer Torah Al Sidurin Batar Kiganzeh. Okay, so there's constantly the Rambam mentions Kesefer Torah by Tefillin. Why? Because, like we said, Tefillin is really Miktsas Parshas Torah, and that's why it's neatly Kare, but it has an intrinsic, implicit Kare, not an actual Kare, because with Neshein Mechufin, and since it doesn't have an actual physical Kare, so it doesn't require Sirtut, because that's only we have an actual Kare. Okay? Okay, philosophically, the idea of Mechufin is that you're supposed to internalize it and incorporate it in yourself. All the parshas of the Torah. But like I said, you can't do all the parshas, you do mixes of parshas. But mixes reflects a part of the whole. So the whole is reflected in the mixes. So therefore, it's incorporated in the Manti Yatar Hashem Beficha. Yeah, well, he says, you see, the Melech carries around the whole time. Okay, but we can't do that. Okay, so now we want to explain why by Tefillin it's Bedafka Klaf, and by Sefer Torah it's either Klaf or Gvil. And on this we have a very strange Rambam. Okay, because the Rambam says, Perek Aleph Halacha Ches, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, Sheyu Kosvin Sefer Torah Alagvil. The Kosvin B'Makam Aseya, this is what we do. The Kosvin B'Makam Aseya. Okay, Sheyu Kosvin Atfum Alaklaf. The Kosvin, Sheyu Kosvin Amezuzah Alaksustas. Next halacha, halacha test. This is the paradoxical one. Afal pisha kachi halacha l'mashmi sinai. I think Kafach has it the same way. even though it's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, im kosov sefer Torah ala klaf kosher. Lo nemar gvil el lamayit adachsustus. Shim kosov olav ha-sefer pasul. How does the Rambam know this? If we receive the halacha l'moshe m'sinai, they have to write on gvil. What right does the Rambam have to darshan and say, no, that's just to exclude the chsustus? It's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, it should be gvil. And cloth should be puzzled. Correct? So we said that you could understand it if you understand what gvil is. Gvil is not a separate member fast musa. Gvil is always a tziruf of cloth and the chsustus. So what the Rambam is saying is like this. When the Torah told you that if you have cloth and the chsustus, it's kosher by Sefer Torah. It didn't, that's Allah HaMosh Mishina. It didn't mean to say you need cloth and the chsustus. It meant to say that if you have the chsustus, even though the chsustus by itself is puzzle, if it's with cloth, so it's kosher, it's not ma'akev. That's what the Rambam means. That afopi. That the chsustus is puzzle. And the Torah is telling you that when you have it in the form of gvil, which is cloth plus the chsustus, the chsustus is not megareah. It's not megareah. So that's why. But Me'ikra Din, they're both kosher. Not only are they both kosher, but it would appear from the Rambam that L'chatchila they're both kosher. Okay? So now, what remains? So that's why Sefer Torah you could write on Gvil. But cloth is really just as good. And in Tefillin you can write on cloth. But in Tefillin you can't write on Gvil. That we didn't explain. Okay. So the mayor showed me the Gra in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Gra in the Shulchan Aruch says an interesting thing. He says that the Rambam holds L'chatchila Gvil.
The Torah?
The Sefer Torah, yeah. L'chatchila. Where does he get that from? Where does that come from? So I believe it comes from the Halacha L'moshe M'sinai itself. That the Halacha L'moshe M'sinai gave you an example in the case of Gvil, that the cloth is machshir Sefer Torah, and the chsustus doesn't passel it. But it did give you an example of Gvil. So there I think it's simply Halacha like the Rambam has in the Tshuva. Of Laman Yamdu Yamim Rabin is a halacha by Sefer Torah. So that's the L'chatchila. Because since you need it for usage, so therefore it's preferable to have the cloth with the chsustus, like the halacha L'moshe M'sinai says. Even though if you had cloth alone, it would be kosher. But there's an additional value with the gvil, because l'man yamdu yamim rabin. The Rambam in the Tshuva emphasized that, but like I told you, Tshuva is very unreliable, because the Tshuva says Sefer Torah is dafka gvil, and Tilm is dafka klaf. Not true. Sefer Torah is klaf also. But he does mention l'man yamdu yamim rabin, so apparently, if there was a translator, he did pick up something from the Rambam. So that's why I think the Gra says that L'chatchila, the Rambam agrees that it should be Gvil, because L'man Yam the Yam Rabbim. And that would explain why by Tefillin, you can't use Gvil. Because of the Chsustis is not Ma'akev in the Sefer Torah, because you have Klaf. And there's a L'chatchila, you should do Gvil, because L'man Yam the Yam Rabbim. But in Tefillin, there's no L'man Yam the Yam Rabbim. So what do you need the Gvil for? What do you need the Chsustis for?
Yeah,
So it's just klef, which shows you that the heksher really is klef in Sefer Torah and in Tzum. Okay, but there's an additional feature to the form of the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, that there's a kiyum of L'man Yam Do Yom Ram. Okay.
Without that
kiyum, it's absolute. Without, no, it's not absolute.
It's only absolute. Since there's no kiyum, it's the actual substance is absolute.
Yeah, it'll be absolute. Yeah. Because there's no need for it.
Aleph Yirah was very funny.
What's that?
Aleph Yirah was very funny.
The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph clearly says what we say. Gvil shall say for Torah, uklaf shall fill in o shall say for Torah. So because say for Torah could be klaf also. The Gura says lachatchila gosel man yamdu, but meikir adin in terms of the elements or the substance. So klaf as a substance is just as kosher as gvil. See, the Rambam is explaining the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai in terms of the elements. That the chsustis is possible, but it doesn't possible in Gvil. But that's an extraneous Halacha, L'man Yam Do Yom Ram. That's not really what the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is going to teach you. The Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is going to teach you the elements that are kosher. So it's telling you that by Sefer Torah, that the chsustis is possible. But klaf is kosher. And that's the main thing. Now what the Gro is saying is on his own. I mean, I'm just saying we can go along with the Gro. But the Rambam doesn't say that at all, actually. The Rambam does not mention what the Gro says, l'chatchila. And if you're going to say l'chatchila means that it means in terms of the substances, you'd be very hard put to explain that Ram altogether. What is he telling you? If it's a Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, how could he dash like that? Yeah.
You also share, I don't know if you want to put it on the tape.
So I'm just saying you don't have to argue with the Gro. But the Gro really, you don't need the Gro to explain the Ram. And it could be the Ram holds that they're both, that there is no Halacha L'Moshe. Okay.
You also explained it, I don't know if you want to put it on the tape, why these four parshas represent the Mitzvot of Torah.
That why?
Because it says that the Matiya, the Torah says, Hashem, Fitra, and Philon has the Mitzvot, in Shema, and Rishon have the Mitzvot of Philon, so that's why.
I mean, they're the only parshas that have
the Mitzvot. Yeah, why only these specific four parshas?
Right, why only these? I mean, why this was the selection?
Yeah.
Yeah, because this selection is the only selection that has Mitzvah's Tillin mentioned in every parsha. Okay, we'll come back tomorrow. Okay, well, what's your goal? So the Targum is mentioned in Hilchos Tillin Perek Beis, Halacha Tes. So the Rambam says, Parsha Rishona, Yesh Bo Os Achas Bovad. In Halacha Chesed Zor B'Tagin Shel Osios, the Hank Mo Zayin is the Kufos Al Os Sheyesh La Tag Kamo Sheing Sum B'Sefer Torah. So by filling the rights of the Tagin, I have to be like the in the Sefer Torah. The Elu Ein Ha Osios Samatu Yogos She Ba'Arba Parshas Elu. So he goes through the ones that you're Metayeg. But the system is the same system as in the Sefer Torah. Ram had a unique system. We don't know what it was except for here. And then when it comes to Hilchos Mezuzah and the Targum over there, so there he has different Targum. Over there, the Targum are like the Targum are similar to Shatnas Getz. Similar. Where is he has Perek Hei Halacha Gimel. So and then Halacha Beis. So he's Zor B'Tagin Shabbat. Ve'eloheinu atagin she'osim b'mezuzah. It's pretty much like Shatnez gets, but he doesn't do it on every one. Right? So it's totally different. So you see, the reason is because by tefillin, it's just like Sefer Torah, because it's Parshas Torah. And but by mezuzah, it's a separate halacha. It's not Parshas Torah. It's a Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. It's a Mitzvah Torah. Okay. Now we should answer the question of why is it, according to this one sheet of Sotaisvus, that if you do Sirta in Tefillin, it's apostles. Why should it be a posel? Correct? So the answer is now very pashut. Because he holds, he says in the same halacha that mezuzah is halacha l'moshe misinai. So the sirtut in mezuzah is not a sirtut of what? Of a kore. It's the sirtut of the emphasis of amita shel Torah.
Right.
So that you can't. So that's why in film it'll possible. Because since in film it can't be a sirtut of kriya, because they're mechufim. So the sirtut that you would do would be a sirtut of amita shel Torah. So that would possible, because it's not a mitzvah shel Torah, it's really parshas. Yeah, okay, so I'll mention once more, Yitzchak de Leon, he holds that it'll be tarta de sasri, if you have the parshas like the Rush, and the tefillin like the Rama. But when will it be tarta de sasri? When you're in Ol Torah. So apparently he holds that when you're Osek in mitzvah stam Torah, that's when the Sira emerges. Okay. Because it's all Parshas Shel Torah. What were the Kashas? So Rabbeinu Tam has this totally as two phenomena going on at the same time. That you have the Korei on the Parshas of what? Of Kaddish and Bayim Shemoah. So there you have the Korei. Now on the parshas of Shema, on the parshas of Kadesh and Vayikiv Yechai, you have the Korah, because that is put in the order of the Korah. So there he has it in Tulin of Kriyas Parshas. But then when it comes to Shema Vayim Shemoah, you go by the Meniach, because he holds that's a different halacha, that there's a halacha in Tulin of Kabbalah Samachal Shemayim as well. So there's two halachas in Tefillin according to Rabbeinu Tam. One is Kriyas Parshios, because it's Parshios HaTorah, and that's from right to left, and that's Kaddish and Roya Kivicha, correct? And then from left to right, he has, because of there's a special din of Kabbalah Samal Chashmaim as well. So that goes by the Meiniach. Okay. Now we had one question. Question was, Rabbeinu Tam, based on the Mechilta, says that the Sofer has to write it in the order that they appear in the Torah. So the question is, Reb Chaim's question, since the Parshas are separate, certainly in the Sharosh, so why would the Sofer have to write them in the order that they appear in the Torah? Correct? I mean, what difference does it make? Yeah, so we said, now you can make sense out of it. Why? Because Rabbeinu Tam holds that there's another layer, so to speak, that really the Parshas and Tefillin are considered Parshas Shel Torah, Mitzvos HaTorah. So that's why, so there's two halachas that represent that idea. One halacha is in half of the tefillin in Kaddish and Hoya Kiviyachov, that's Kikorei B'Torah. There's a Kore. And then he has another halacha that the Parshas have to come into existence in the order of the Torah. Another reference that the Parshios are Mitzvos HaTorah. So Rabbeinu Tam has a triple layered film. There's a halacha of parshios, which is Kaddish and Malay Kiviyaha, Kiparshios of Torah. Then there's Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim, Mitzad HaMeniach. And then there's again, on all the parshios, there's a yadin that they have to emerge into existence just like Parshas HaTorah. So the concept of Parshas HaTorah is underlined by the halacha, by two halachas. One is that it has to come into existence as is written in the Torah, and two, the Kaddish and Loya Kiviyacha has to go by the Koreh. So there is a Koreh according to Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, so that's Rabbeinu Tam. Yep. Yeah, the Stira in Rabbeinu Tam, where he says there's no Zakeh Livyam Ve'yu, by Tfilin, but yet he says in Gittin, Davav Mebeis, that if the sofer wants to do Siyotu because he can't write the letter straight, so then he does because Zakeh Livyam Ve'yu. Correct?
Right.
Yes, how do we explain that? So the answer is simple, because the Sirtut over there is not a Sirtut Shel Kriya. Sirtut Shel Kriya is no Zakeh Livyam Ve'yu because they're Mechufin. But there's a Sirtut of, there's a Zakeh Livyam Ve'yu of the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. The Parsha itself has to be written in a nice way. You can't just write Osios Mitushtoshos, you can't write Osios that aren't clear. He says Zakeh Livyam Ve'yu applies to the Iker of the Chefetz. Okay. That's Kriya. Right. But in Tfilin you can't have it because you never read it. But you still have a Zakeh Livyam Ve'yu benogea to the Osios, and the Parsha how it's written, that should be written straight. Yeah, the Ravid also holds its mix as Parsha HaTorah, but he just doesn't like the idea of an invisible Koreh. So he holds there's only a concept of Maisakri. There's no concept in abstract of a Koreh. Yeah, when you look at it from the outside, it's very beautiful how the Torah put together these three things. On the one hand, you have the Parshas of the Torah with the infinite Chochmah of Parshas. Okay. On the other hand, you have Mezuzah and from the terms of the Makabel. So there you have a Mitzvah Shel Torah, which is the most essential mitzvah. And then you have a third thing, which is the incorporation into the person, Laman Tiyah Teres Hashem Meficha, of all the Parshas of the Torah. So that's by Hanachas Tfilin. Hanachas Tfilin is really an incorporation. The Rav one time mentioned somebody. I didn't hear somebody told me that. Kakafta Lamanach Tfilin. What is a Kakafta? Because it means that it's really a part of him. He's incorporating it into himself. So it becomes a part of his guf, so to speak. But, his machshava, rather. So the self. So the Torah really has three mitzvahs that when you look at what they represent, they really incorporate the full gamut of ideas of the Torah. Okay, that's nice.